Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The beauty of Ravinia is that there's something for everybody. So literally, you could come every single night during the week and get something totally different musically every single time when you come.
Welcome to another edition of Backstage Chicago. I'm Lisa Fielding with WBBM News Radio. And today we are in beautiful Highland Park at the historic Ravinia Festival. And we're talking everything that's going to be happening this summer. We're going to be talking about the history of Ravinia and all the exciting things that have been kind of in the works for the last few years. And joining me today is Ravinia President and CEO Jeff Hayden. Hi, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Great to be here.
So for people who grew up in Illinois, even in northern Illinois, Wisconsin, they've known about Ravinia for probably their entire lives. You guys have really welcomed generations of families to this music festival. And am I right in saying that it's one of the largest or the oldest outside music festival in North America?
It's the oldest music festival in North America. As you said, we've been welcoming families here for generations. It started off as a vision from railroad executives finding a fun place for people to be able to buy tickets and go to on the weekends. When that went defunct, the community rallied and ended up buying the property and turning it into what is today Ravinia Festival Park. And so we welcome everybody here.
And I'm one of those families who've been coming here since I was a kid. It's really a summer staple for many people. How would you describe this place to folks who haven't been here? It's really not a hidden treasure to us who grew up here, but a lot of people say, what's Ravinia? And I say, you don't know what Ravinia is? So let me tell you.
We're sitting here looking out on the windows, looking out on 35 acres, just off of Green Bay Road. If you're driving by, you wouldn't even know it's here. It's nestled within the neighborhoods here in Highland Park. But you look out, and there's acres of lawn. There's sculptures out here. There are beautiful buildings out here. And there's an outdoor pavilion that seats 3,000 people. So lo and behold, in everybody's backyard, you could have 15,000 people here watching a concert by Sting or the Chicago Symphony.
So this is your second summer as CEO and president. Tell me a little bit about your experience. You came on board not in the greatest time for live performance.
So I got the call to come to Ravinia in July of 2020. That's when things were first starting to open up a little bit. As you know, Ravinia was closed during the summer of 2020, first time since the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. I arrived here in the fall with a single mission in mind, is we need to reopen Ravinia. Music and shared inspiration is an essential part of life. And so that was our mission on the staff when I arrived. And we worked really closely with Northwestern Medicine and all the different regulators around to find the safest way to open up. Mm-hmm. And last summer, we ended up producing a season 3 months long. Over 250,000 people ended up coming, and we had the full range of programming, everything from John Legend to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra mm-hmm. last year.
So you're an East Coast guy.
Actually, I'm from California. Oh, I moved out here from New York.
Okay.
I actually ran a music festival in New York for about 8 years before that, but grew up in sunny California. But my wife is from Chicago. We were married here, and I know all about putting your chair out in your parking space in Lincoln Park after a snowstorm.
Ah, yes. Love it. The dibs, right? So East Coast, West Coast, you've had both kind of experiences. Coming on board to such an historic place who's been around for so long, what was it like for you to kind of come on board as the newbie and realize really what this place means to the folks in this area?
It's really humbling walking through these gates. I first came here actually on a date with my now wife, who wanted to impress me with all things Chicago. We sat out on the lawn listening to Diana Krall open for Tony Bennett. So that was back in the day, and then we saw the Chicago Symphony Orchestra after that. Actually, my predecessor has been a longtime mentor, Wells Kaufman, and so to actually step in his shoes is very humbling. What he did here was extraordinary and just really opening up the repertoire, and so for him, we can thank having just such a broad range of acts and also the beautiful park, how it's developed.
Let's talk about the CSO as well. That's a huge part of what Ravinia is, and I'm talking about the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
So the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, this will be their 86th summer in residence, although they've been coming here much longer. I had the opportunity to work at the Chicago Symphony Orchestra over 20 years ago, and so I know many of the musicians and know many of the staff members there. So they were my first call when I came here in the summer of 2020, saying, I'd love to have you back and have you this be the first place that you perform again. And so they did that this last summer. We're working with them again this summer, have a full program. Last year, we were limited in the number of musicians we could have on stage. This year, we're not. And so we're looking forward to having a full orchestra, full chorus, and lots of great programming, which I'm happy to talk about.
We're going to put that off till the very end so people can listen to the entire podcast before we unveil the new 2022 season. And we're doing that in cooperation with you guys as well, so we appreciate that. So when the pandemic happened, you were closed. Then it was 2021. You came up with some ways to spread everyone out. And honestly, for the diehards who come here early to fight for that perfect space on the lawn, you guys came up with an ingenious way, in my opinion, to get that space and pay a little bit more, but it's worth the convenience, I think so. Will you be continuing the reserved space on the lawn concept?
Yes. So not everything with the pandemic was bad, although we wish we didn't have to go through it. We found some silver linings. And as you said, people loved having a pre-reserved space on the south lawn with a dedicated screen so you could see what was going on the stage. So that will come back as a premium reserve lawn area. It will be a little bit smaller this year so we could make it financially more viable. And we anticipate selling those out for every concert.
Now, how did that work? I know you went online and you could see a map, right? And they were, how you had seats for 2, 4, and 6, I think, spaces, and they were by number or something like that.
Exactly. So you could actually pick your spot, just like you're picking a seat on the lawn. You can pick your square on the lawn. It's numbered, and we even had food service delivery available. You could pre-order seats and tables to be set up, and you can have the full Ravinia experience waiting for you right there on the lawn.
Anything else new this year that we need to know about as far as reserving before we unveil the actual musical lineup? Tell me a little bit about anything that we might need to know as patrons coming in this year.
Sure. So a number of different things that are exciting. So last year as well, we debuted a new relationship with Metra. So if you buy a concert ticket to Ravinia on that date, you get a free train ride to and from Ravinia on the UP line. So those gas prices don't need to affect you, and in effect, every single train station along the Union Pacific North line is a free parking lot for you. So definitely take advantage of that. There will be more trains running to and from Ravinia, so it's a great way to be able to come. We will have a full food options again this year, so feel free to come and get all of your food at Ravinia this year if you'd like. We also debuted a carousel stage to the North Lawn last year, and we'll continue doing that this year. We'll have a variety of different kinds of performances, both the standalone and before concerts, including some dancing, so you'll have fun with that. And then the other thing that was really fun last year that we debuted was the music box, Ravinia's music box. And this was set to open in the summer of 19, was delayed until the fall, and then, of course, the pandemic hit. This is a great 30-minute experience that's open to everybody once they get into the park for a pavilion concert. You get to go through, and it's a 4D immersion media experience. So if you've been down to the Lincoln Museum and if you experienced that, it's similar to that. And you get to learn a lot about Leonard Bernstein. Einstein, and we have an added treat this year in that as you come out of the 4D experience and into our exhibit area, we have a special exhibit from the Grammy Museum about the Beatles. Mm-hmm. So come early and enjoy the Music Box and the Beatles exhibit.
Over the years, you've definitely did a lot of expansion. You have a whole new little food shop. And the restaurant, of course. Every time I come here, you have a new addition or something new that brings people in beyond the music. Like you said, you don't even have to bring your own food. Tell me a little bit about what's happened over the last few years as far as your expansion, and your property has changed.
Yes, the property is just as important to us, and we continue to invest and improve it. We're really grateful for the generosity of so many people that helped make that happen. There's a dining pavilion in the back with three different kinds of restaurants, a bar, marketplace, and a great festival shop to be able to buy your blanket or your sweatshirt that you want for that day. So that's been a great addition to be able to come to Ravinia.
Over the years, there's been some amazing people that have been here. Off the top of my head, I've been here to see Duran Duran, Blondie, Donna Summer before she died, Sting multiple times. I mean, I can go on and on. And one of my favorites, it's a regional band, Bodines.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I believe in my encyclopedia memory of Ravinia that they were one of the very first bands that sold out this place. Now, back in the day, as my mom always says, we used to walk up to the box office and buy a lawn ticket for $10. It's not really the case anymore because it's so popular, and you really have to limit the property space as well. How have you guys kind of managed that over the years?
Sure. There are epic stories of tens of thousands of people just flooding into Ravinia before any kind of crowd controls were in place. Obviously, that did not make for being a very good neighbor. And so over the years, we've had to figure out what that right balance is. Last year, we swung the pendulum very hard to very low density. Financially, that's not very viable in the long term. But we're still going to operate at a little bit lower density this year as well, just to give people a little bit more space that they're looking for right now.
That's great. Also, you do have to be cognizant of your neighbors. And you talked about low density, high density, and you do have some noise ordinances and things like that. How do you guys kind of work with the neighbors over the years as, I guess, the secret gets out and more people come here?
The neighbors actually have been really great to work with, and I had the pleasure of going around and actually doing little block party introductions to the neighbors last year. And many neighbors move here because of Ravinia, and they want to be along the property lines, and they actually have a whole tradition of getting people into their front yard and listening to Chicago Symphony or listening to Sting or Pitbull or whoever's coming, in the end. So it's really fun to be able to have that.
Now, you guys rely a big part on subscribers, donors. Tell me a little bit how that works.
Sure. We have people that have been coming here for generations, and so many of them really want to support Ravinia and its broader mission as well as the park, and so they end up being contributors as well, and it could be anything from $100 to $100,000. But any of those contributions end up getting them early access to tickets, which in many cases is really critical because some of these concerts sell out before they even get to the public. So we're really grateful because that support not only helps us with the park, but it helps us with our other parts of our mission, including our Reach, Teach, Play program, where we're going into schools throughout Chicagoland and places that don't have music education and putting instruments in kids' hands and giving them that inspiration that they need.
Wonderful. I was just going to ask you about that. You really have a lot of community outreach, especially for kids. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We have a lot. We're very kid-focused here. So as I said, we have a Reach, Teach, Play program that serves about 25,000 students and in total of about 70,000 people through our Opportunity Lawn Pass program. So we are in Austin, we're in Lawndale, we're in Waukegan, and all the way to the Indiana border. So we're everywhere. And we do have youth orchestras that we've set up in several neighborhoods. We have jazz programs that we've set up in a few different neighborhoods as well. And then we bring a lot of sort of the honors groups here to Ravinia to rehearse and perform in one of our theaters. And we're starting to, they're now getting to be quite good, and we're starting to showcase them before concerts. So our jazz scholars ended up performing before Jazz at Lincoln Center last year, and they'll perform again this year before a concert. So it's really fun to be able to see. And actually, some of you may know a trumpet player named Marquise Hill, really famous jazz trumpet player now, but he started in our Reach, Teach, Play program, went on to our Staines Music Institute jazz program, and now he's a superstar.
And tell me about some of your children's program that you have. You have sometimes an afternoon show for the kids and then maybe the adult show at night or something else.
So we have a lot of different ways families can enjoy Ravinia. So we do have a specific family show series, which exactly right, around lunchtime, early afternoon. It will feature anything from jazz to classical music to what I call kid rock music. You never seen, that's the only mosh pit we end up having at Ravinia is when the kids come. So there's a lot of fun with those, and you get a lot of parents and grandparents. There are also a lot of concerts that are just kid-friendly. So, for instance, even with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, we're starting a series of concerts on Sunday evenings, early evening. And so we see a lot of families bring their blankets out on the lawn, stretch out, and just hear some of the great orchestral repertoire. And they're just having, you know, tater tots in the background listening to Mozart.
Fun. Now, one of the things that I'm also tied to Ravinia, my father does engineering for the North Shore, and he was involved with a lot of the reconfiguration of making it easier to come in and out of Ravinia because there was a huge bottleneck when people went and crashed toward the train, and now you have that beautiful underneath. I call it the underneath thingy. But you can better explain what it looks like with the fountains and things like that, and that really makes a huge difference for people to come in and out, not only catching the train, but who park in that main lot.
Exactly, and that was a brilliant vision of my predecessor, Wills Kaufman, and who happened to be also the board chairman, Rob Krebs, who worked for the railroad companies as well at the time, we did create this beautiful underpass under the Union Pacific Railroad North Line before, for you know, however many years, people would walk across the top of the tracks, and fortunately nobody was injured. But this just makes the, you know, we feel like we are the best train stop in the entire world. And so you get off and you have electric fountains, you have beautiful landscaping, and of course the architecture welcoming you into the gates.
You know, it's funny, over the years, even retail shops sell things that we call Ravinia tables, Ravinia this, Ravinia that. And it's become kind of a coined kind of word. My whole family owns about four of those Ravinia tables. And I don't know if they're officially called that, but you know what I'm talking about. So that's really become an institution with even people who make this kind of a tradition. And people, I call some people professionals. My parents were professionals. They'd come here and they'd set up their entire spread. I've seen candelabras. I've seen flowers. I've seen candles. Kind of tell me a little bit about what you've seen over the last summer. And maybe if you've got any outrageous memories of people's setups. Some people bring like Thanksgiving dinners here.
It's extraordinary to see what takes place here. I mean, I have some faint memories of it from 20 years ago, but the game has definitely been upped very recently. So it's a sort of friendly, competitive picnicking that takes place out there. You bring your Ravinia picnicking on. Yes, I've seen the I've seen the candelabras. I've seen the wedgewood. I've seen these beautiful travel suitcases from like the early 1900s that open up and has, you know, all your selection. And then you just have the real fun stuff where, you know, you go all out at Pottery Barn or some other local place and just take up an entire area. And what's great about Ravinia is that it's a shared experience. And so it's not just sort of selfishly for you. People feel like they can invite lots of people. And inadvertently, you do end up seeing a lot of mixing of the audience mm-hmm. where people may not have come with another group, but they get to know each other and then they start to connect and set up their picnics next to each other. So you have a picnic crawl throughout the park.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of corporate events as well, and you guys provide, if you don't want to lug in all that stuff, the tables, the chairs, the food, the coolers, you can set up everything here for a corporation or a birthday party or anything.
So here's what you ask your boss to do. Last year, we saw some corporations do some great employee appreciation events here. Mm-hmm. So I saw some corporations rent out part of the lawn. They block it all off. They had their little games that they played on the side. They had these fantastic food spreads. They had meet and greets. They had the Ravinia swag. And it was all out. Yes, there was some client entertainment, but I saw a lot of employee appreciation. So that's what you ask your boss for the summer.
And I see lots of like buffet. Don't you supply food as well with all the chairs around?
We're a one-stop shop. So, yes, we have all the food, all the decor. They just have to call up, and we'll provide everything for you.
One of the memories that I have here is the changing weather, because in Chicago, you can have, you know, 80 degrees in April and then 30 degrees in rain in July. You just never know. And I've shopped at the Ravinia shop many times to buy socks and to buy sweatshirts because I came here when it was 80 and then all of a sudden it turned 40. So obviously you guys have a beautiful shop as well with lots of weather necessities and other fun things.
So this is actually a project of the Women's Board, and this is actually the 50th anniversary of the festival shop and the 60th anniversary of the Festival Women's Board, and they saw that need 50 years ago where people needed to buy things and wanted to buy things, and so they do have sort of that combination of, yes, there are things that you need, that you may need, but then also great gifts. There's just a whole range of fantastic gifts, and then I see a lot of times people will end up buying things for their picnic that they'll end up using throughout the summertime at their home, particularly in January when they're missing Ravinia.
And you know, people are diehards when they come here, and they not only bring everything they need, but I've sat many times in the rain just to wait it out so I can see that show. Do you find that there's a lot of people that they'll come rain, shine, wind?
It's Chicago. You know, people do not mind the weather here at all. And, you know, what I find is that very rarely is the weather an overall obstacle. It may be passing, but we also have a lot of ways where people can sit it out very easily, you know, undercover, and then come back in and join the show. So sometimes we'll postpone it for just a little bit. But if you're underneath the pavilion, the show goes on and you're just fine.
Believe it or not, in the 40 years or so I've been coming here, I'm a big lawn person. I love the lawn experience. That's something unique. How do you explain that? And really, if it's a beautiful night, have a bottle of wine, maybe some cheese, and maybe a Thanksgiving dinner or whatever you choose to bring. But it's really the atmosphere. I've been to plenty of concerts, like in a pavilion. The pavilion's beautiful, but the lawn really has a special sense. And it's unique because we don't really have this anywhere. We used to have Poplar Creek back in the day, which was outside, but there's not many like that anymore.
There really aren't many experiences like that. And the Ravinia lawn is definitely a special experience when you go to any venue in the country. Yes, there are outdoor lawn experiences, but here it's flat, it's classy. It's not a porta potty festival. You know, maybe your picnic.
Bathrooms, is that what you're saying?
We have real bathrooms. Your picnic might be by a Botero sculpture, so you might be, you know, within $1 million sculpture. But, you know, it's beautiful. And then to listen with the sound system that we have the best outdoor sound system in the world, hands down. And we just upgraded it last year, so it's even better.
Now, like everything, tickets become more expensive as the years go by. But you guys obviously have to pay your artists. Tell me how you guys kind of balance that with what you have to charge per concert. The tickets prices vary depending on who you have here.
Exactly. You know, and it's become even more challenging in the industry as the revenue streams for recorded music have fallen away from artists. Mm-hmm. Artists used to be able to make a career off of their recorded music sales, mm-hmm. and then the touring was basically just sort of like a promotion to go buy your record. Nowadays, the main money is actually through touring, and they get very little from Spotify or mm-hmm. Apple Music or the couple of records that they actually sell. So it is a tricky balance, and that's why you have seen a lot of prices go up within, you know, particularly the rock and pop industry. We work really hard to try to create a variety of price points throughout the summertime. So while it may be harder to get that cheap price for a headliner artist because of what I said, you can find a lot of other concerts that are fantastic for very accessible pricing. And so definitely look throughout our season, and you'll find a lot of great opportunities to come.
I think that Metro deal is a good one because a lot of people like to schlep their own stuff with their cars. But now that you can buy everything here, even your chairs, right? I think that's key in cutting down the price because you got to pay for parking and all that stuff. And it adds up if you're going to bring everything yourself.
Exactly. And part of the women's shop, we actually have a rental shop. So mm-hmm. you can rent chairs, you can rent tables. So you don't have to schlep it all, and you don't have to schlep it all back either. As you mm-hmm. said, just take the train, show up. We can provide everything for you. Or if you do want to bring some of your food or your own wine, that's fine as well.
And if you become even a low amount donor, you do have some perks. discounts, getting in early, things like that. I like to pay for convenience, and it does pay off in the end if you come here a lot. Tell me a little bit about the things that come with any type of just a low to medium donation.
Sure. So low to medium donation is you get the opportunity to buy tickets before the public does, so that's a huge deal. You get the opportunity to come into the park a half hour before the public does. So if you're sitting on the lawn and you don't want to spring for the pre-reserved lawn area, that's your chance to get a really good seat. And what you can do is you can sit right behind the pre-reserved lawn area as a donor and get most of the benefits, but just have to get here a little early to claim your spot.
You've got some discounts on chairs and the gift shop, right? That's key.
You have a lot. You have discounts on tickets, and I think most importantly as well, while there are a lot of personal benefits for it, you also get to know that you're supporting our education program and supporting this beautiful park and helping to keep some of those ticket prices down on those concerts where we're allowed to make it accessible.
Ravinna becomes a big, not only a tradition, but a big event. You pick a show and you get everyone together, and it can be really a late afternoon night event for your group.
Ravinia is a happening, and people definitely plan for this. And sometimes, you know, it's their annual tradition, and some people come multiple times a week because the beauty of Ravinia is that there's something for everybody. So literally, you could come every single night during the week and get something totally different musically every single time when you come.
Perfect segue. Drum roll, please. Okay, so we are revealing the 2022 season the same day that you guys are as well. Now, you have not had a really full-blown rock and roll happening season since 2019, is that correct? So is that really 3 years ago? That's crazy.
It's really 3 years ago, and last year, I remember, just as we were starting to make our season announcement, some rock and roll shows started touring, and so we were able to catch some for later in the season. But this is the first year where we can start off even right at the beginning with rock and roll throughout, classical music throughout, jazz throughout, so the benefits of really planning a full season.
I'll tease the audience just a little bit more before we get to the big reveal. Kind of tell me what you learned from working in the live performance business during this unprecedented time, this pandemic. We talked about Ravinia hasn't been closed down since the Great Depression. Now we can say it happened in 2020. What did you kind of learn from that and slowly coming back in 2021 and now ready to come back with a bang? What did you learn from that? And then we'll talk about this season and the lineup.
Every single night when I was here last summer, I was touched by somebody figuring out who I was and came up to me and just very heartfelt said, thank you. Thank you. I can only imagine what kind of work it took for you and your team to reopen Ravinia. I can't tell you how much this means to me, what a hole in my heart. How much I needed this inspiration. Any one of those phrases, audience members would come up and say that. And interestingly enough, artists as well. And there were some of the most amazing comments from the stage that artists had about just really being humbled by the past couple of years and just an outpouring of gratitude for the audience that were willing to come to be there in person and not on Zoom, to spend their money and to be together, knowing that everyone had challenges to get to that point.
And artists are coming back?
Artists are coming back in a big way. Everybody's on the road. There's going to be a traffic jam of artists going through, and we're really excited that they're all stopping here.
Okay, are you ready? All right. Okay. The 2022 summer season of Ravinia Festival. Take it away.
Oh my goodness. Picking all your favorite children. So it is a little something for everybody. So as everyone knows, Ravinia is grounded in classical music. So we have the Chicago Symphony Orchestra returning for their 86th season in residence. Maren Alsop is our chief conductor. She's returning with an extended contract. We have a big opening night for the Chicago Symphony planned with Stuart Goodyear playing piano. Saturday, Marcus Roberts playing a jazz trio with the orchestra. And then Sunday, we have that orchestra program that'll be great for families, featuring all music of nature with visuals as well. So that's just a little taste there. We have a lot of Broadway that's coming here as well.
Ooh.
So we have music of Leonard Bernstein and Gershwin. We have a program featuring music from Alan Menken from Broadway, Once Upon a Time. And then we have our newest edition, which is about Sondheim, who had such such an incredible legacy in the Broadway field, and also a great history in Chicago and Ravinia. And we're working with local actor and all things great Rob Lindley and putting together a very special program that's just at Ravinia, featuring music and songs inspired by the letters of encouragement that Sondheim wrote to different performers that he got to know along the way.
Was this in the works before he died, or did you guys kind of come up with this, or is it good timing?
No, this this came up afterwards, so we scrambled really fast to put this program together. And then our gala is featuring Leslie Odom Jr.
Oh, wonderful. How can you top that? But you can't.
We can top that.
Keep going.
But wait, there's more. another great Chicago artist is Ramsey Lewis. And so we're thrilled to be doing a tribute to Ramsey. We're working with his son, Bobby. We're working with our stellar graduate, Marcus Hill, and newest Chicago resident, Kurt Elling, to put together a fantastic concert on Father's Day, June 19th. And thrilled to be able to do that with a lot of other jazz coming throughout the season as well.
And last but not least, what
we got? There's more? Oh, yes, there is more.
Yes, yes.
Let's see. Should I say that Sting is coming?
Wait, what?
Sting is coming. Pitbull is coming.
Pitbull?
Common is coming. we have Sheryl Crow coming. Mm. We have Little Big Town coming. Mm. I think maybe Stevie Nicks might drop by for two nights as well, if you don't mind. Just
really?
Such
I'm
an incredible lineup of artists this summer. John Fogerty, The Black Crows, Poi Dog Pondering. You have Jackson Brown, who is one of the first people to blow through the capacity limits at Ravinia back in the day.
Okay.
And so still coming. Steve Miller Band, Culture Club, Yacht Rock, Diana Ross. We're really excited to have Erykah Badu come. And we're really excited as well to have a new new partnership program with Joe Shanahan and Metro Smart Bar celebrating 4 years and 40 years, and that's going to be in the carousel doing a lot of EDM and DJing that night.
Right.
We are going to be celebrating their anniversary, so absolutely.
Michael Fronte, I see. What else here? We have one of my favorites is Chris Isaak.
Chris Isaak. You've got Emmylou Harris, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Esperanza Spalding, fantastic jazz pop artist. We also have Trombone Shorty. If you don't know Trombone Shorty, check out Trombone Shorty. Think New Orleans jazz and funk meets pop. He toured with Red Hot Chili Peppers and a lot of other pop groups back in the day.
How do you guys determine? I mean, obviously you have to have a wide variety and taste for everyone, and you certainly have that here. But how do you determine, you know, I mean, it's like you said, it's like picking your favorite kid.
It is.
And you're just, if you can't see, he has a big wide smile on his face talking about this. And I do too, because when I first saw this, I went, oh my goodness, that's even better than the other one.
it's the most enjoyable, fun, terrifying activity that you'll ever do, because all eyes are on you when you release the season. Mm-hmm. And as much as I would like to say that we have 100% control over everybody that we can pick, there's the reality of scheduling and touring and everything else. And so as great as this schedule is, you know, there are things that keep that have shifted around over time. And what's really fun is to ride that roller coaster. You know exactly what you want when you go into the season picking different artists, and you have all these conversations. Of course, the relationships you build up, like for instance, Bonnie Raitt wanted to come back on tour, and she told her agent the first place she wanted to perform was Ravinia, and get me into Ravinia. And so we got that call early on, and we started building a lot of things around it. Stevie Nicks, same thing. You know, hadn't performed in a couple years. Loved her debut a few years ago at Ravinia, and wanted to be sure to come back. And so, you know, as you develop these relationships with the artists, Sting is another one, you know, loves coming here and wanted to make sure that any tour was built around Ravinia.
Wow. That makes your job a little easier, right? When people want to come here?
Except when they all want to come on the same day.
That would be true. That's true. Everyone can't have their pick of their dates, right? Now, you also have dance as well for folks who like that.
We do have dance. And we're thrilled to have Ruth Page back. And we're also thrilled to welcome Hubbard Street Dance at Ravinia. It's been a long, long time. We had a lot of success with Joffrey coming last year. Mm. And Hubbard Street will be bringing some live music as well. So make sure to come for that.
Okay, so when this podcast runs, tickets will be going on sale when? You're going to be releasing your this lineup, which we just did. It'll also be online as well. So how does everyone get to be a part of this great, fun season?
So go on our website, ravinia.org, salivate over the incredible lineup that you see, start crossing off your calendar of all the nights you're going to be here. Make a contribution in any level that you're comfortable with. Support our Reach, Teach, Play, and gain early access to our tickets. And next week, you'll start to get those benefits depending on your ticket level. So you'll get access to tickets as soon as in April. And for those that are not donors, they have access starting May 4th. You know, summer is not summer in Chicago without a night at Ravinia, and we look forward to seeing you here early and often.
Great. Thank you so much, Ravinia President, CEO Jeff Hayden. Congratulations, and we look forward to listening to the music under the stars here at Ravinia Festival.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on.
Coming up next week on Backstage Chicago, you could find it in cabarets and clubs in the late 1800s until the 1950s. Part comedy, part performance art, part striptease. But burlesque has made a big comeback in the last decade, especially in Chicago. We'll get an inside look at how the industry is growing. Talk to the artists who say it's all about storytelling and body positivity, and how burlesque is finding its place in Chicago's cultural landscape. Listen to the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.